How many know he can work it out? And he will do just that. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be in the house today? This is day 106. Tell somebody I'm still here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad to be in the number. Praise God. We owe God some praises. Hallelujah. Well, he kept us yet another week. And has brought us together one more time. Praise God. So glad to see Sister Dawanda back in the house. To give God glory and honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And to our presider, Dr. Steve Lewis. And to Eldridge Sheila Kinson, who shares the roster with us. And to all the other preachers in the house, we praise God for you as well. And all of the elected officers of the house of God, we praise God for you. To every lay person in the building, we praise God for you as well. It's just good to be able to look at all of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're not here because we've been right. Not because we have crossed every T and dotted every I. Praise God. We're not here because we're saved. We're all here by the grace and mercy of God. Hallelujah. And I thank him for grace today. I thank him for mercy. And I also thank him for favor. Hallelujah. We praise God for this Easter Sunday. Resurrection Day. Hallelujah. We recognize that because of Resurrection Day, we'll be able to rise as well because he rose. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. So we come to bring you some good news. Praise God. We're always hearing some bad news every day on the tube. Praise God. But we also have some good news every day. If you dare to read it. Hallelujah. This newspaper got 66 books in it. And the information is just as current today as it was the day they wrote it. That's the living word. And you find it in the book of Isaiah today. Isaiah 53. Begin at verse 3. Going through verse 6. And Romans 6:23. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here yielded, spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We count it all worthless without your guidance and help. So we cast ourselves into your hands, telling you to guide us and lead us throughout this service. Speak a word through this vessel. For we yield that you may do just that. Well, I realize I'm not a worthy servant, but you are. And your word is worthy. So speak through this vessel, that you may be glorified. In the name of Jesus we pray. And this body will be edified according to your divine will and purpose in our life. Speak a word of empowerment, a word of victory and deliverance, a word of peace, joy, and love. Speak in the hearts and minds of these people. And everything will be all right. This prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Are we there? He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on us, on him, the iniquities of us all. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Tell your neighbor, Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Man was in dire need of a savior. We had gotten in trouble in the beginning of everything. When the forbidden fruit was taken from the tree and eaten, sin came into mankind, and from him all, everybody that was born of sin. Sin at that time separated man from God. It was the time that man and God was walked hand in hand. They were able to converse one with another. And man messed up, and that lifeline between God and man was severed. And impossible for man to put it back together again. And so sin multiplied. The more people came, the more sin came. And it got so bad that God even destroyed the first world and gave us another opportunity. But man just can't seem to get it right. Everything that we're told not to do, it seems like it's the main thing we want to do. We start wondering, why can't I do this? It's there. You know, but we're going to have to take on that fruit that deals with self-control. And so that we can do without some things just because it looks good. I want you to know the devil can have some enticings, things to tempt you with. The devil can make things look so good that you will just die to get it. And some people literally die to get it. But I want you to know that the devil can't give you whatever he makes it look like. It's not real. Because he is a liar and can't do nothing but lie. He is a deceiver. And he's the master of deception. It makes it look like, but it's not. You know how they show these people that be out on the desert and they are hot and thirsty with no water. And then all of a sudden they can see this big pond up there with pretty blue water. And they struggle to get to it, only to find it is just some more sand. This is what the devil does. He makes things look better than they are. You know, the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence until you get over there. Glory be to God. And sometimes, you know, you can cut your grass and it can look so good and it looks like it's all grass and you got that look. And sometimes you got more weeds than you got grass. Glory be to God. But man was in trouble and sin has got him down. And now it's time again for man to pay up. But man couldn't pay it. Hallelujah. He didn't have enough money. He didn't have enough jewels. He didn't have enough gold. He didn't have enough silver. He didn't have enough of anything. To pay it, because it couldn't be paid for with those things. It had to be by the shedding of blood. And so man tried to atone that with giving up animals, shedding their blood. But that had to be repeated over and over and over again. Man just won't good enough to pay this bill because he was sin. When he came into the world, he came in sin. So he didn't stand a chance of redeeming himself because sin had marred him. And therefore, he needed somebody to go his way. And Jesus, the Son of God, made himself a sacrificial lamb that men could go to and be forgiven. He made himself sin for the world. He who knew no sin became sin. So that many would live. He died for men to live. Glory be to God. Jesus was there, and when justice was ready to cut us down, Jesus rose up and said, I do it. I go down and deliver man. I go down and pay that price. Now he came to this world to save us all. He didn't come for just the righteous, but he came to save the sinner. And he came to his own, but the own rejected him. And so then the way was made so that everybody that would come to him could be saved. Oh, glory to God. Jesus came as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he came in a place that you wouldn't think a king would even go by. He came from heaven, paradise, to live or to be born in a stable. He came knowing that he came to save would reject him. He came to save would disown him. Hallelujah. The word said he was in this world and he was made by, and he made this world, yet we didn't even recognize him. Hallelujah. For who he was. And Isaiah said that he was made, the people made fun of him. And even his friends left him. He was a man who was suffered a lot of pain and sickness. We treated him like someone who was of no importance. Like someone people will not even look at, but turn away from him in disgust. The fact is, it is our suffering that he took on himself. He bore our pain, but we thought that God was punishing him. That God was beating him for something he had done. But we realized that he was being punished for what we did. He was crushed because of our guilt. He took the punishment that we deserved, and this brought us peace. We were healed because of his pain. We were all wandering away like sheep, We have gone our own way. And yet the Lord put all our guilt on his son Jesus. Glory to God. He was treated badly, but he never protested. He said nothing like a lamb being led away to be killed. He was like a sheep that makes no sound as his wool is being cut off. He never opened his mouth to defend himself. He was taken away by force and judged unfairly. The people of his time did not even notice that he was killed. But he was put to death for the sins of his people. He had done no wrong to anyone. He had never told a lie. But he was buried among the wicked. His tomb was with the rich. But the Lord was pleased with his humble servant who suffered such pain. Even after giving himself as an offering of sin, he will see his descendants and enjoy a long life. He will succeed in doing what the Lord wanted. After his suffering will be, he will see the light, and he will be satisfied with what he experienced. Jesus, who had just come back to Jerusalem a week ahead of time, rode in on the donkey, with palms being placed and clothes in the way. And they cried, "Now, Hosanna to the king." But when he went in the temple and cast out the money changers, those that sold lambs and doves, he made the priests, the high priest, angry because they were messing up his finances. His business was there in the temple. And for this reason, they wanted him dead. So now it's Thursday evening. And Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Praying for us, as well as for himself. Now Judas betrays him and brings the priest officers to take Jesus, and he betrays him by giving him a kiss. And he did it for just 30 pieces of silver. What a cheap way to sell your soul. What a cheap amount to sell your way to heaven. Because when he sold him, he sold his way to heaven. Because Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you can't get to the Father except you go by him." So who will sell out eternity for 30 pieces of silver? But Jesus now have been led from judgment hall to judgment hall. And Pilate couldn't find nothing wrong with him. He tried to get the people to choose Jesus. But as it was in the garden, We're always choosing the wrong thing. It gives us a choice. In every situation of our life, we got a choice. We either choose what the Spirit tells us to choose, or we choose what ourselves tell us to do. Oh, to God. And most of the time, we choose the wrong thing. Here was Barabbas, a killer. Here was Barabbas, a robber. Here was Barabbas, a known criminal. Hallelujah, that was incarcerated. And Jesus, who had done no wrong, but come to save them. And they closed out, crucify Jesus, but give us Barabbas. We're crying out today, crucify Jesus. Give us the world. Give us what the world got. Crucify Jesus. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to make sacrifices for the church. I want to do like the world's doing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we don't want to dress up to come to church. We want to look like the world when we come to church. We're always making the wrong choices. Glory be to God. There was a time when we respect the house of God. Now we don't do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you come to church, you ought to have your church well. When you go to the gym, you have your gym well, don't you? If you can wear your gym well to the gym, you ought to wear your church well to church. Hallelujah. When you're preaching, you need to have your dress on. Your whole armor. Praise God. The doctors don't go do no surgery in their street clothes. All right. The judge don't go in the courtroom without his robe on. Doesn't care how hot it might be. He wears it. Glory be to God. Anyway, let me move on. They chose Barabbas over Jesus. And so now Jesus finds himself carrying the cross of Golgotha Hill. And as he carried the cross, it got heavy because, and one thing, he was weak from the whipping they gave him through the night. They flogged him. And that's the leather lash with sharp items on it like steel or iron and things like that, that were cut every time they hit him. And they did that for 39 times. Hallelujah. And so he was weak from doing that, plus carrying our sin, carrying our burdens, carrying our grief, carrying our sorrow. All of that was on the cross. Caused him to fall down and saw one coming out of Syria, and he laid the cross on him. And he carried it the rest of the way. Hallelujah. And that was done symbolically. For Jesus carrying the cross, but now this lets us know that we got to carry one too. Hallelujah. And so now, as he goes up there and then they get to the hilltop, they nail him to the cross. and hung him there at Golgotha Hill. The people began to mock him. From the third hour to the sixth hour, they mocked him. They pierced him in the side, and blood and water came out. That blood was the atoning blood. That blood was saving blood. That blood was healing blood. That blood, hallelujah, was sin saving blood. Hallelujah. They pierced him in the side. Glory be to God. And Jesus staying there. He could have come down from the cross. He could have called 12 legions of angels to come to his rescue. But it didn't, because he came there to die for our sins. And if he had gotten up off the cross, everybody would be lost. The world would be in the end. But Jesus stayed right there. Hallelujah. Suffered before you and me, because he hadn't done no wrong. Hallelujah. Hadn't done no sin. But he took on our sin for the world, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. Now at the sixth hour, praise God, that being 12 o'clock, the sun refused to shine. It got dark over the land for 3 hours. So from the sixth hour to the 12th hour, which was 3 o'clock, darkness covered the land. Hallelujah. And the earth began to reel and rock after Jesus gave up the ghost. He cried out, "Elijah, Elijah, lama sabachthani," being interpreted, "My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?" And he gave up the ghost and died. And when he did, the earth burst. The earth shook. Hallelujah. Jesus got up. They buried him in a tomb that was borrowed from Joseph. Hallelujah. A rich man. Hallelujah. They buried him there. But on the third day, he got up from the grave. He got up with all power in his hand. He got up. He got up. He got up. I know he got up, because 1973, he got up in my life. He got up in your life the day you accepted him. He didn't stay dead. He rose. He rose. He rose. And because he rose, you can rise. You can rise out of your misery. You can rise out of your sadness. You can rise out of your heartache. You can rise out of your gloom and depression. You can rise out of your despair. You can rise out of your poverty. You can rise out of your sorrow. You can rise out of your hatred. You can rise. You can rise. You can rise. You can rise. Yes. Jesus got up, looked back at the grave. So grave, where's your victory? Oh, stink, death, where's your sting? Yeah, he got up. Hallelujah. It took the sting of death out of it. Because it's there, the sting of death is sin. And the sting of sin is the law. But Jesus took the death, took the sting out of death by removing the law from us and giving us grace. Hallelujah. So death had no hold on us. Death won't be able to do for us like it won't be able to do with Jesus. Death can't hold us. Death won't hold us. The grave won't hold us. Hallelujah. Because Jesus rose. Somebody said, because he lives. Because he lives, I can live. Because he got up, I can get up. And one of these days, I might lay down, but if I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up early one morning. I'm going to get up when Jesus comes. Yeah, when he comes and stops in the mid-air. Hallelujah. Breathe that life and breathe that sleep in him. Going to get up. Hallelujah. At the shout of the voice of the archangel, we're going to get up from the grave. And we shall be changed. We shall be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye. We're going to be changed. All because Jesus rose. He didn't stay dead, but he conquered death. Hallelujah. They thought they had him when they put that stone across the door of the grave. Hallelujah. It was too heavy for one man to move it on his own. And especially if you're inside of it and the stone is rolled across the tomb. Because the tomb was like a cave that was hurled out, carved out in the rocks. And they had this great big stone, like a wheel. They rolled it there. And to top it off, then they sealed it. And they thought they had him. Put guards out there to make sure he didn't even get up. But they were on the outside. Jesus on the inside. You got people outside of your life trying to guide you and tell you, but you got need to listen to the one that's on the inside. For the power is from within. Not from the outside, but we let the outside influence us, and we let the outside control us. We let the outside manipulate us. But you need to listen to your heart. Your deliverance is there. Your victory is there. Your peace is there. Your joy is there within you. And Jesus got up. An angel to move the stone. Hallelujah. And he appeared before many before leaving this earth. Right? He left this earth after being resurrected for 40 days. He left and went back to the Father. And I picked it up and said, when they were living, a cloud received them and carried them up. And his disciples were standing there gazing into the heavens. An angel appeared and said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the air? The same Jesus. Not another. The same one you see going away now is coming back in like manner. In other words, he left on the cloud, he's coming back on the cloud. And every eye gonna see it. Every tongue gonna confess. But you need to know that he's not dead. Tell three people he ain't dead. Is he alive in your life? It was matter. If he's not alive in your life, then he's dead. You need to keep him alive in your life. He's there with you 24/7. He never leave you nor forsake you. He is there. And you can have him. He came to do what he said he can do. Now, while he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. Meaning that everything I came to do, I have completed it. I came to take the power away from the devil, and I did it. I came that the works of the devil may be destroyed. I completed it. So whatever else the devil trying to put on you is just a ploy. It's deception. Okay. Remember Peter said he comes around walking about at like a roaring lamb. He didn't say he was one or as one, but he walking like and acting like. Okay, Deacon Gary said, make like. Oh, no, there's Jimmy, isn't it? Elder Jimmy Lewis said, make like. Okay, making like, he's got power. But you got need to know that he don't have no power over us. The word said, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Now the weapon's going to be formed. And the only way for it to prosper is for you to allow it to. Okay. So say what Jesus said. Don't let your heart be troubled. And everything will be all right. Because he got up. You've been empowered, okay, to defeat the devil. All right. Because his works has been destroyed already. Don't let those things of deception destroy you. Remember, he'll make it look like it's real. He disguised himself to look like an angel. That's how good at deception. That's his power he got. The power of deception. He don't have no other kind of power because Jesus got it. God bless you. if there's someone here today that need the Lord in your life, or you need him to be in somebody's life that you love, you can stand in proxy for them. And through your faith, start proclaiming that salvation. And we can speak it into realization. Start calling out the good in them, that it may come to pass. Because you have the power of life and death. You have it. Because of what Jesus did at Calvary. And we can speak it into existence. Will you come? As the Revelation sings, will you come?